Visiting today was Sydney Gerken. She's the OCA Director of Operations. And man, what a year. Well, first of all, let's start. Tell us a little bit about Prairie Beef Solutions.
Yes. So Prairie Beef Solutions was brought about by a board of, or essentially a task force of folks all interested in adding value to Oklahoma cattle producers, coal cattle. For years and years, we recognized the lack of opportunity to sell cattle through your traditional sale barn. And so Prairie Beef was born. We are a value-added marketing opportunity to Oklahoma cattlemen's producers wishing to run their cattle through our program. Rather than paying based off of traditional live weight, we're focusing on the hot carcass weight of the animals to base that pay off of. And by doing that, we hope to add a little bit of a premium to those animals.
Well, and also, like, started in the middle of a pandemic, even.
Yes. You know, it's all about God's timing, and it's just, if you're going to start out trying to climb a mountain, you might as well make it a steep one.
Well, you guys have had a great year, so tell us a little bit about what the years looked like.
For sure. So when you look at a growth curve, there's usually a curve. Well, my board and I have said several times that ours is pretty much a straight line. So we've learned a lot through the past year about marketing cattle and adding value to beef products. And so right before Christmas, December 22nd, we actually got to harvest our first 6 head of Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions cattle. That product is currently at Osteen Meat Specialties here in Oklahoma City, and they are doing some value-added different tests on that product to see where we can, add value to those products to make more money for the producers. We actually just this year have already harvested another 5. And so if you're ready to send cows, we're ready for you.
Well, I was going to say, so how does this benefit producers?
For sure. So a couple of the main benefits are that, one, you know exactly where your cattle are going. More times than not, when you sell those cattle traditionally, they go to the sale barn and you have no idea where they end up. For Prairie Beef, those cattle are harvested here in Oklahoma, processed in Oklahoma, and then go through Oklahoma retail stores. So at the end of the day, it benefits the Oklahoma economy as well as Oklahoma consumers.
And it's been such an exciting time. How do producers get involved if they want to?
For sure. So by going to our website, OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com, you can go to our forms tab and download the enrollment form. It's a very simple process. I've had one of my board members fill that out, and he said that if he can do it, anybody can.
Well, since last year was so huge, now you've set the bar pretty high. So what does 2022 look like for Prairie Beef Solutions?
2022 is going to be another major year for us. We're looking at being in several retail stores, looking at some value-added products to put into those stores, as well as maybe a couple different fundraising options.
And I know it's been super exciting, too, because a lot of, especially through COVID, people wanted to know where their meat came from. And we didn't really know how to make that happen, but you guys have done just that.
We're very excited for the opportunity to keep the beef in Oklahoma and share our producer stories with consumers. Because like you said, when the pandemic hit, meat flew off the shelves and people wanted to know, where their product came from and how it was raised. And so being able to share that story is one of the most exciting parts of my job.
Well, Sydney, congratulations on a great year. We look forward to another one.
Yes, thank you very much.